Who is the authority in my life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with our thought for today. Who is the authority in my life? That's a very good question. Most of us are confused sometimes about who is the authority in my life, in our life. Now, Ellen told a story just a moment ago about her home, and she concluded the 25 years of her life, or is it 23? The 23 years of her life, and the various homes that she's lived in and furnished, that every one of them was furnished for somebody else, was furnished for whoever was the authority in her life. Her friends, her husband, her family, various other people, but not for herself. Who is the authority in our life? Who is it that defines how we get up in the morning and how we go to bed at night and how we listen to our heart and how we do our writing and how we do our reading and when we are at peace? The authority in our life is usually quite different from what we expect, because we think that we are the authority in our life. We are the ones who make the decision as to what we do, but we don't. We don't. We let the dogs make the decision as to what the authority in our life is regarding them. And they come up to us and they play and we play with them. They're taking charge, not us. We look at the yard, we see that it needs mowing. We have to take it and mow it. That's the authority. The yard is the authority in our life. We look at the sky and we say, oh my goodness, it's rainy out or it's sunny out or it's whatever. That's the authority in our life. We look at people that we meet on the street and we see they are kind or not. And we find that that's the authority in our life. We are the farthest away from being the authority in our life as anything can be. Now let's ask ourselves, do we want to be the authority in our life? We, for ourselves. Do we want to take charge of our life? Well, the answer to the question lies in just a few words. If we want to take charge of our life, then we either lie or we tell the truth. If we tell the truth and we say we would enjoy a happy, hearty, healthy, wholesome, joyous life, then every single thing we think or say or do leads to that conclusion of a happy, hearty, healthy, joyous life. That's everything leads to it. Now, if we lie, and this is what we've been trained to do all of our life, we say, I want a happy, hearty, healthy life, and I think I have the most terrible husband in the world. I think I have a rotten family. I think my mother just never really paid much attention to me. I think that the neighbors are very disgusting. I think that everything in my world is just not my liking. Huh. We're lying. We say we want a happy, hearty, healthy, joyous life, and we're talking such nonsense. We're talking about illusions that come and go or appearances that pass our way, and we drag them in. We drag them in. Every time we think about them, we drag them back in. We say, life's not happy, life's not good. Well, let's stop doing that. Let's start really being the authority in our life, not having circumstances be the authority in our life. Let's us be the authority in our life. And we do that by saying, I like me. We have a friend in the hospital, and the friend said, why am I in the hospital? I said, you're in the hospital because you want to be there. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Do you feel sorry for yourself? Well, wouldn't you? No. Do you feel unhappy? Well, wouldn't you? No. Do you feel that people don't understand you? Sure, wouldn't you? No. You see, all these areas, that's otherness. Where we feel that people don't understand us, that's our opinion. if we start thinking that everybody understands us, and then they come up to us and say, I don't really care about what you do or not, isn't that wonderful? Thank you so much, you know. And we're just blind to their being unkind to us. And so it ends up that they're kind to us. If we are so one-pointed in our attitude toward ourselves of being happy and joyous and free now all the time, everybody in our world is going to treat us that way. But if we can be kicked around, then the world will kick us around because we expect it. If we can be put down, we'll be put down because we expect it. But when we go around with our uplifted consciousness, our happy thoughts, our wonderful... All right, now let me ask you. You go to the hospital and you see somebody in the hospital who's a friend of yours and you say, how are you doing?
Well, I'm Roger Zagavon.
Well, what are you doing in here?
I'm Roger.
And when are you going to come home?
I'm
Now, they haven't said a thing. All they've done is moaned. Now, you go to see a person in the hospital and you say, wow, you look great. You don't ask when they're going to go home. None of your damn business. You should be seeing them home right now. You don't ask them when they're going to go home. And you go to the hospital, you see a friend there, and you say, boy, you sure did some good ones to put yourself here, didn't you? You know, you sure had a bad attitude. You sure are a rotten person. You sure are a bad person for putting yourself here. We don't do that. If we're the counselor, that's one thing, but if we're a friend, we don't do that. If we're a friend, we go to the hospital and we see a person there and we say, man, you look good. Golly, you are a fantastic person. It's so nice to see you. Whenever I come into your presence, I feel like I've come into the presence of a living, breathing, dancing angel. You're just a joyous person to be around. I tell you, you're wonderful. Well, see you later. Bye-bye. No. What else are you going to say? Now, don't let them tell you what the problem is, because you don't need to know. In the first place, you don't need to know what the problem is. In the second place, knowing what the problem is isn't going to help them with the problem. It's just going to make you feel more knowledgeable about something that's none of your business. And maybe you'll figure out, let's see now, how did they get it? Maybe I can do the same thing and get it. Little children do that, you know. One child has glasses, the other has glasses too. One child says, how come I can't go to the hospital too? They go to the hospital all the time. My dear, you really don't want to go to the hospital. But so it goes, you know. And it's part of life. It's part of the way the world is. And who's really in charge of our life? Who's really in charge of our world? Is it you? Or is it me? Or is it the telephone? Or what is it that's in charge of our world? What's in charge of our world is our attitude. When we can have a proper attitude, we will have everything flowing with us, for us, through us, in a wonderful, joyous way. Now, if Ellen were a newlywed, and Ellen liked herself, and she just went out and did her own thing, everybody would think Ellen was just great. Now, if Ellen is a newlywed, and she's trying to please her mother and her father and her family and doing different things, the world would say, oh, that's real nice of her, you know. If Ellen was a newlywed, and she says, ah, my husband takes care of those things, that's fine with me, you know, then that's good too. But you see, Ellen lived at home with her mommy and daddy, and they told her how to get up and how to go down. And then she went off to work for herself, and she thought she was the boss, but she wasn't. She was always checking with her mom and her dad, and always seeing what's going on. Her mother and dad were always making sure that she had warm socks and things like that. And so then she gets married. And when she gets married, instead of setting herself up with some things that delight her, she took the family heirlooms into her little cottage and was not happy with them. And I assure you, it's not because they were heirlooms. If Ellen had been creative at all, and she could have been, she could have had a lovely tablecloth, beautiful tablecloth that she loved, on the top of that table, and no one would have known what kind of table it was. You understand? If Ellen did not like a chair that she had, she could do like women all over the world do. They take a cover and throw it over the chair, so nobody knows what kind of chair is underneath it, because they're trying to hide it. And if Ellen were like our, what was it called, the fat Greek wedding? Well, if Ellen was like that, she would be like, like millions, excuse me, millions of people around the world, she'd put plastic covers on her beautiful new furniture. Every piece of furniture in that house had plastic covers on it. And if you notice, it was a beautiful living room, everything was perfect, nobody went in the living room. And they always were in the kitchen eating, or always in the dining room eating, or always in the family room eating, but very seldom in the living room. The living room was sort of a place of opulence where they're showing off. And is that what you want? What kind of authority rules your life? What kind of authority rules my life? Who is the authority in my life? Well, I like to think the authority in my life is myself, but that's not true either. The authority in my life is the role that I have taken as a teacher, as a sharer, as a friend, a mentor, whatever. And because that is my authority that is taking charge of me, I have to act harmoniously with that idea, with that image. And the only way to act harmoniously with that image is to take into consideration what the other people need and want and are there for. And so when people have problems, I talk with them. When people have happinesses, I talk with them. When people have needs, I talk with them. When people need to have orders or need to have things, I send them to Ellen or I send them wherever else that it's best for them to go. But if I were to do anything, like for instance, if people came to me because I was an authority, and then I would say to them, just a minute, let me ask Ellen what she thinks about this. Just a minute, let me ask so-and-so what they think about this. Just a minute, let me ask this here, and let me ask that. That would be very considerate, except they wouldn't consider me an authority. They would say, Ellen was my authority. Ellen is my boss. Ellen is my dictator, my ruler, my Gestapo. And I have to cooperate with that. Now, that sometimes happens. And when it happens, it just reminds me, at least, that I'm not being a very good manager of my own time and my own world, and I am not being my own authority. We have the opportunity to be the authority in our life if we want, or we have the opportunity to give it away. And when you give it away, you cannot be sad because you didn't keep it, because it is not yours to keep. But when you keep it, then there's nobody else to check with. There's nobody else to ask. My wife asked me after we had separated, she says, wouldn't you like to be back together again? And I said, well, no, really. I liked it while we were married. I thought that was just wonderful. But when you decided to go, then we were apart now these many months, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice not to have to report into somebody, to let somebody know because you love them where you are, or they're making dinner for you. Dinner gets made when I get home. These things get done when I'm there. And it's now my world, 100%. I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for my wife or for my son or for the house or for the way the community has a meal at a certain time and gets up at certain times. If we were in the community right now, all of us here, we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up at 2, and I take a walk around the neighborhood here at 2 in the morning. Well, now, they think that's kind of strange to have somebody walking around the neighborhood at 2 in the morning. But I walk our grounds here every morning at 2 a.m., and I am my own authority. And then I come back and I do other things. I'll edit in the books. I'll work on the computer, do all sorts of things. Then we have breakfast at 5. And who has breakfast at 5 in their right mind, you know? Well, we do. And then later we have other activities, and all these are fun activities, but are they our choice? Yes, they're our choice, because we chose to come here and be part of whatever the program is that's going on here. And it changes once in a while. So when you're your own master, when you're your own authority, then you move in a very harmonious world. Being your own authority doesn't necessarily mean you do everything your way. It means that you have agreed to a program, perhaps, like we have here on campus. Or you agreed to go to your boss. You agreed to go to be to work at on time every day. 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever time, you're there. And at noon, you take off for lunch. And then in the evening, you take off at 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 o'clock, depending upon what time your schedule is to go, and you're there. And if you're not there, the boss says, why should I give you your $15 an hour or your $20 an hour or whatever you're earning? Why should I give that to you? You weren't here. You weren't here. And I saw you. I've been sitting in my office checking on the staff here, and I was watching how all you girls, you're going over a catalog or something there. And when you went out, I looked at the catalog, and it was all about new fashions. Now, that has nothing to do with our business. You're here working, and I'm paying you by the hour to do it, and you're doing all these other things. Now, would you like to get a different job? Or would you like to do this job the way you've agreed to do it? And that means during working hours, you work. You don't go doing other things.
Well, but every job,
hey, I didn't ask you anything. Do you want to work the way my schedule is, or you want to work the way you think every job should be? If you want to work the way every job should be, go find yourself a job where every job should be the way you want it to be done. But otherwise, hey, this is what it is. We have a man. We hire him part-time as an independent contractor, and we pay him $15 an hour. And we tell him, do this, do this, do this. And he goes and does these things with decision and with grace and charm and ability. And when he's done, he comes back to us and he says, I'm all done. We say, fine. And he says, that was 2.5 hours that it took, or that was 4.5 hours, that's 5 or 6 or 8 hours or 7 or 1, whatever. And when he's done with his work, he comes immediately to it. He doesn't dawdle until the hour is over. He comes to us right away and tells us that he's out of work now. Is there anything else we want him to do? If not, he'll go home. He does not want money for something he doesn't do. No. That kind of man is honorable and rare, really rare, because most guys, they'll have, when they smoke cigarettes, they took a cigarette break 6, 8, 10, 12 times a day, you know, or they'd be working with the cigarette dangling out of their mouth, you know, and doing all these things. And that's just not the way it is. That's just not the way it is. Not the way a dedicated employee or a dedicated employer would want the things done. But think about it. Are you your own authority? If you're your own authority, you don't allow what anybody else does direct your attention and keep you from doing it the way you think it should be done. It's really wonderful to be your own authority. It's what we all should be, but we're not, because we allow circumstances and the way other people do things and the way it was explained to us. I would imagine that this young man that we hired We explain to him how to do a job. And he goes out and he sees an easier way to do it just as competently, and he does it that way. And we say, well, why didn't you do it the way I told you? Well, because I did this, 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 and it was done. If I had done what you told me, I would have made 6 trips back and forth to do these things, and it would have cost you twice as much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The end result was what we wanted. Now, many people can't give you the end result when they change the rules, because they are merely changing the rules because they want to change the rules, not because they want to give you better service. So make sure you know why you want to be your own authority. Make sure you know why you want to do things your way. And when you know why, then you'll know why. So have a wonderful day, and enjoy being yourself. Alrighty.
You're running behind the button. That was JJ. I hang up before the
JJ?
Yeah, the whole thing went through. Interesting, before it was on that.